change the way you see things, and the things that you see change. What a powerful phrase. I'm going to say it again so you don't have to rewind it. Change the way you see things, and the things that you see change. That goes with absolutely everything. Once again, these power talks come from the accumulation of knowledge I've gotten this knowledge by listening to people a lot more powerful than me, a lot smarter than me, a lot more successful than me. And I like to share them with you as well because they have impacted my life. And I hope to do the same thing for you. And so, of course, everything that we see in a certain way is always going to look that way. But as soon as you change the way you look at them, they also change. And so, what do I mean by that? Let's talk about fitness. When you see yourself as a fat person, as an overweight person, as an unhealthy person, and you always see yourself like that and you accepted it, that's what it means. When you accept that, when you accept the fact that you're fat, nothing is gonna change. You already accepted it. It's not gonna change because that's who you become. That's who you are accepted to be. And so when you change the way you see it, when you say to yourself, yeah, I'm fat right now, but that doesn't mean I gotta end up my life being fat and I'm gonna do something about it. The things that you see change because you're gonna take action. If you are broke and you hate being broke, you don't accept it. You say, you know what? I'm only broke temporarily. And you don't accept it. You say, you know what? This is just temporarily. I promise you, your situation will change because your brain, you yourself, gonna start doing things to get you out of that. Why? Because you don't accept who you are. You don't accept that. This is something that you say to yourself. Guess what? I'm not going to see myself as a broke person. I'm not going to see myself as a fat person. I'm not going to see myself as a broken person. And so the way you see things change just by you changing the way you look at them, you know? So yes, circumstances can sometimes put us in tough situations. I get it. We all been there. And if you haven't, trust me, you will. It's just a matter of time. It's the life of a human. You know, human beings go through quite a lot. You know, we suffer quite a lot. That's why I wish the world was a little bit kinder to each other. But we live in a world where everything is about me. Me, 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 me. All people want is all about for them. What is convenient for them? What will benefit them? And guess what, guys? Because we live in a world like that, unfortunately, sometimes we become just like the rest of the world because we gotta fit in. We become slowly like them. Not that we want to, but it's by association. And in this case, the association is pretty big. Why? Well, when you have an entire planet of people that are selfish and all they care about is themselves, then obviously you become like them because you realize I have to be just like them too if I want to survive. But you don't have to. You can be a very good, kind person and you can look at life differently. You see, I learned to look at life differently at a very young age. And you know how I learned to be grateful and appreciative about everything in my life as I was living? By thinking about the end, death. Yes, most people don't do that. But guys, truth is this. You will die. You eventually will have to die. No matter when, whether it's 10 years, 20 years, 100 years from now, all of us will eventually get to die. And I think that's beautiful. Yes, we may not want to leave. Yes, we may not want to let go. Yes, we might want to be here because of the people and the things that we have. But at the end of the day, I think that what makes a human life more beautiful is the fact that it ends. That you know you're not going to be here forever. That trip that you want to take may not be around next year. You may not be around next year. And therefore, it makes it more so much more valuable being able to do certain things because you don't know, none of us know how long we're gonna be here, when it's gonna be that expiration date. And the beauty of it is being able to like do so much, not knowing when that expiration date comes. You know, it may come next month. Hopefully not, obviously. None of us wants to go next month. You know, hopefully it'll be another 30, 40 years from now, easily, especially if you're my age, around 50, right? And so, for us, you know, the fact that we get to die, it's a beautiful thing, as much as we don't think so. But death, it's what makes it all worth it. It's what makes you get up every morning and say, okay, don't know how much time I got, But I got this thing in my head that I want to pursue. Whether it's a relationship, you're looking for that perfect relationship, and it's out there. Remember, relationships are not perfect. No one is perfect, but there is someone perfect for you. Remember that. And so if you listen to this and you are looking for a relationship, don't settle. Look for that person that is really gonna literally just be everything that you're looking for, because there is someone out there with the same qualities and the same desires and the same wants and everything that you're looking for. You just gotta look, and you cannot settle. Remember that. If you're looking for a job, you're looking to switch careers, just remember that as well. There is a job out there. You know there's a job out there. Someone out there is working at your dream job. Pursue it. Ain't gonna be easy. And if it is, good for you. But if it's not, it's okay. It will be worth it. You can land that amazing, fantastic job that you're looking for. And I'm not saying it's gonna be easy, but I'm telling you right now, it is not impossible. Everything in your life you want, you can actually achieve. You can't sit on your ass and expect things to just happen for you. It just doesn't work like that. So let's go back to the way we see things. Change the way you see things, and the things that you see change. It's the perception of things. I never saw myself as a fat person. I never been fat. I will never be fat. And I hope I don't need these words. But if I do ever get fat, I promise you, it may be because of a medical condition. It will not be because master ass, a lazy fuck, that just decided to start eating more and moving less and not going to the gym and doing the right thing by him and for him. I promise you, that will never be the reason. So if you ever see me fat and overweight and out of shape and not so healthy, I promise you, it's against my will. I can give you my word on that, because I think I'd rather die than living a life that holds me back and that it doesn't match what I see. I see a healthy person. I see me at the age of 70, 75, and still working out, and still kicking my backs, and still boxing, and still doing these things. Maybe I'm speaking too soon. This is 23 years away, right? 52 by the time I'm 75. A lot of things can happen in 20 years, right? All I'm saying is that if it's up to me, that's exactly what's gonna be. You know, if all the things that are out of my control come into place, really they're not in my control. There's nothing I can do about it. But I can tell you that the person that I identify with, how I see myself, is I don't see myself ever being overweight. I never see myself being unhealthy. I never see myself being broke. I never see myself not traveling the world. I never see myself not being happy, making other people happy. I never see myself not being able to motivate someone. Even if only one person's listening to this podcast, it doesn't matter. Listen, whether it's one or 100,000, it doesn't matter to me. Obviously, it would be more exciting if 100,000 people were listening to this right now. But listen, if you're not that famous, obviously you're not going to get 100,000 followers. You know, but all I'm saying to you is sometimes you just change one life, and that is absolutely amazing. It's like the story at the beach with the child throwing starfishes back into the water, with thousands and thousands of starfishes on the beach. And this kid just keeps grabbing one at a time and throwing them back in the water. But there are so many. An old man looks at the child, smiling, giggling, and saying, "Hey, kid, look how many starfishes are on the beach, on the shore. Do you think you're making a difference?" The kid grabbed another starfish, threw it back in the water, and looked at the old man and said, "To that starfish, I made a difference." And that is the truth. And that's how I look at my podcast, my videos, and everything that I do. I may not be changing 100,000 people's lives, but if I can touch one, I think I made a difference in someone's life. And that, to me, it's powerful. Very, very powerful. It means the world to me. And so let's continue with our conversation. One of the things that I don't want to deal with of being overweight, it's not because I'm not going to like the way I look. Listen, you eventually fall in love with who you are and how you look. Everybody that got fat at one point was in 300 pounds. No one is born fucking 300 pounds. All I'm saying is that you got used to it and you start dressing the new fat body to the point you like it, and you do the things. But the problem with that is, that's not the problem. The problem with that is the health issue. We shorten our lives. We complicate our lives more than they are. Because human beings, we suffer quite a lot. You know, people think that human beings don't suffer. We suffer quite a lot. circumstances, by other people, by our own people. You know, sometimes the people closest to us is the one that hurts us the most. And so all I'm saying to you is we should do things not to add any more pain to our lives already. And so one of the things that I say to people is like, listen, if being overweight makes you happy, it's fine, but you got to look at the health part. You know, are you happy going to a doctor all the time because, you know, shortness of breath, you know, high blood pressure, cholesterol, all these things, taking medicine, becoming a slave of the industry, you know, pharmaceutical industry. They don't really want you to fucking get fixed. They want you to rely on their medicine for the rest of your life. You know, listen, exercise and proper nutrition takes care of literally just about every illness that human beings deal with. But yet, they rather give you a pill and they rather spend billions, not talking about millions, billions of dollars in medicine than giving you, let's say, free memberships to a gym where coaches, trainers, and people out there will be helping you lose the weight. Because as soon as you lose that weight, half of your freaking issues are absolutely gone. There will be no medicine required. The best thing about exercise, it does not come with side effects. But guess what? They don't want you to know that. Because guess what? That's not gonna make them rich. And so you have to be smart. Think outside the box. Sometimes you think that the government wants the best for you. I promise you one thing, guys. No, they don't. The government only wants the best for the government, not the people. Even though it should be the other way around, unfortunately, it's not like that in any fucking country. And that is the damn truth. But let's go back to our topic. Why don't I want to be fat? Because of a lot of reasons. One of them, when I was younger, I saw how overweight people struggle at the park when they were with the young ones, when they were with the children. Throwing a ball, chasing after a ball, running with their kids, you know, doing fun stuff, activities that require physical activity, right? You know, kicking a ball, you know, swinging a bat, doing all these things, you know, that a lot of people, when they are so overweight and so out of shape, they can't do. I never wanted to be that parent that couldn't go out there and play with my boys. I always had enough love for my children to say, you know what? I want to be that fun parent. I want to be that parent that my kids would love to go out and play, that my kids know that if you want to go and run, we can run. You want to play frisbee, fine. You want to kick a ball, fine. You want to throw a ball, that's fine. Want to play some basketball, absolutely. You want anything activity-wise, physical activity, I was not going to let that stop me from spending some good quality time with my children. And the pain of knowing that if I couldn't do that, then I have to just sit at the bench park and watch my kids play with someone else. That pain alone was big enough for me to say, no fucking way, I'm never gonna get fat because I wanna enjoy my children. Reason number two, because there's quite a lot of reasons, I'm not gonna mention them all, but another reason that comes to head right now is I did not want to set a bad example for my kids. I did not want them to see that it's okay to be fat and out of shape and overweight and struggling with going up and down the stairs, asking them to help, asking them for help to when it comes to, let's say, laundry. Hey, can you help me bring this downstairs to the laundry? Or can you help me bring my groceries aside, you know, from the car? Like all these different things. I wanted them to always see a strong ass man, someone that they will look at and say, man, my dad has always been strong. My dad has always been in shape. My dad has set a good example of what a good life should be when it comes to having discipline and having structure and being in having the right attitude when it comes to work, when it comes to a relationship, when it comes to you loving yourself and taking care of your body. I wanted my kids to always use me as an example and not look at somebody else as their hero. I wanted them to look at me as their hero. You know why? Because why should someone else be my kid's hero? I'm the one who goes to work every day to provide for them. Not no more. Luckily, they're old enough that they can do it for themselves. But I wanted them to know, and I know in their hearts and in their minds, they will always remember me as that person who worked hard to provide, did accomplish his dreams as a man and as an individual, set a good example by living a good quality life, free of drugs, free of alcohol, free of all crazy shit that the world provides sometimes as distractions. I want my kids to be able to look at me, and if they ever were to head down the wrong path, to be able just to look and remember me, look at me and say, shit, my dad had the same exact distractions. he had the same struggles, and yet he chose not to. He chose to do the right thing. And I want to be just like my dad, because he's a badass motherfucker. That alone motivated me to do always the right thing, to lead a life by example. And I ask you to do the same for your children. And if you don't have children yet, I ask you to please become that person. So when your kids are born, you are that person that they will always look up to. Can't look up to somebody who's telling me eat healthy and eat your vegetables when they're looking at me eating fucking burgers and fries every single night. Not saying burgers and fries is terrible, but it is terrible if you're gonna consume them on a daily or nightly, you know, basis. You know, so everything in moderation, showing our kids balance is a beautiful thing. I'm not in favor, I'm actually against other parents that all they want the kids to eat is fucking healthy shit all the time. Like, those kids are not allowed to go to a birthday party and have a piece of cake. They're not allowed to ever touch a soda. They're not allowed to fucking, in Halloween, have some of the candy. You know, that is, again, another extreme that I will not support. I think life in moderation is a beautiful thing. Too much of anything, whether it's good or bad, it's too much and it's not healthy. So teaching kids balance, teaching kids that you can live an amazing life with balance, it's a beautiful thing, you know? You're not restricting them from anything and you're not forcing them to go to one side more so than the other. And so if you can find that balance in life and be able to become that person and lead by example, that's all I ever wanted for my kids. That's another reason why living a life that I can lead and that I can design by my actions, showing my kids that I can be healthy and that they can also be healthy without, you know, suffering the consequences of being inactive and just sitting there and letting life pass by. To me, that was important. So again, there's a lot of reasons why being overweight was not gonna be part of my story. And so I ask you, I promise you, there's gotta be at least 5 reasons deep inside your core why, if you really sit down and you do the drill, because it does take time. And when people say, I have no time, that is just an excuse. Because if you have time to watch some bullshit TV show that adds absolutely no value to your life, I think you can sit down for 5-10 minutes and write or think about 5 things that can actually, that you will regret by being overweight. That you can say, you know, being overweight prevents me from this. Being overweight embarrasses me when I'm at whatever. But so I give you a perfect one, because some of my clients tell me, oh my God, thank God I'm losing the weight. It feels so amazing. For the first time, I was able to fly and not ask for a fucking extension on my seatbelt. That to them is like amazing. I never know what that feels like because I've never been overweight or fat enough that I actually got asked for a seatbelt extension. But some people have, and some people still to the day, till this day, they still need to do that. And so when I hear stories from my clients telling me the little victories, what makes them happy, what makes them like more hungry to continue this journey towards getting healthier, that is to me absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And so I'm going to say something to you guys. Find that reason that is strong enough, that hurts deep inside your core, why you should not be overweight and unhealthy. It's there. I promise you, don't settle. Change the way you see yourselves. Because as soon as you change that, you're going to change you. You are the thing. Change the way you see things, and the things that you see change. Change the way you see yourselves. You yourself will change. I promise. All right, guys. That is it for me today. Sorry if you hear a lot of background sound. I'm in the car. I'm driving. I figure while I'm driving, why not kill 2 birds with 1 stone? Get to my destination, share something powerful with you guys, and hopefully one of you can change your life because maybe something that I said today. And that's it for me. I'll talk to you soon. Have a wonderful day. Until next time, see ya.